Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM.
That's right. This is where radio comes alive. Thank you so much for choosing Above Average Radio. It's at 9:17 right now. Fresh FM Music Walk Up time. We checked out Faith Evans with Again, and then a classic of a song, Sean Paul and Sasha, and now Shaquan's favorite song in the whole wide world, Jealous. Holy Ray with you. Now, since yesterday, we promised a couple of things. Firstly, the original promise is that we bring you Above Average Radio, award-winning radio.
Absolutely.
Secondly, we also promised you that we will bring you an award-winning personality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Shaquan, this personality is a personality that is someone that you always gossip about.
Yeah, gossip about. Oh my gosh.
Every morning.
Yeah.
Every morning I get abused by, did you see what Holy did? What? And then Mimi did. And I'm like, yo, bruh.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I need to check the show.
Uh-huh.
I need to go check her music and so on. And finally, we have Holy Ray live on Fresh FM.
Right. Now.
Good morning, Holy Ray.
Hi, how are you?
We are great. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Holy, I need to explain something to you right now, real quick.
Yeah.
Shaquan is a huge fan of you, and she's literally having a fan moment right now. She can't keep it in. I wish we had cameras in studio to see her reaction. She's literally tearing up.
Yeah. But you know what? I'm also a little bit of a crybaby. But yeah, this is such a huge moment, not just for me, but for everyone in Namibia who genuinely really, really loves Holly Ray, the brand, you as a person, and have been celebrating you for the longest of time. So maybe if you just tune in right now, we are having a conversation with multi-platinum award-winning South African artist, musician, sorry. And I have to say is, there is a God, because this day is very special for me. In his case.
Holly, how do you feel?
I'm glad I could make your day.
Thank you. So how are you feeling today? How's the morning been?
It's good. It's sort of sunny in SA at the moment. So yeah, it's good.
All right.
Good to be alive, you know?
Where exactly are you, Holly?
Sorry?
Where exactly are you?
Oh, I'm in Johannesburg.
Okay, in Johannesburg. All right, cool. So, I mean, look, Holly, there's a couple of things that we need to talk about. First things first, congratulations on the Mars Singer South Africa.
Absolutely.
Beating Kurt Darren Nochals in the final. Tell us about that experience.
It was incredible. It was very difficult. I won't lie to you. Performing in that huge mask every night was so hard.
Yes.
And then like trying to sing and be a performer in that outfit was very difficult. But it was also so much fun. I felt like a child, like every single night that I was performing. And I got to just wear that costume and have fun. And yeah, it was a good time all around.
Is it? But you know what? Also, I mean, I remember seeing like a couple of clips here and there, and I'm like, I actually wonder if they would actually be able to get that it's actually Holly.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but you figured it out.
I did actually.
You did?
Yes, I did. What? Yes, I did.
Congrats. I feel like you either knew or you didn't know.
Yeah, it's one of those. Yeah. But yeah, regardless, it is a big milestone. Congratulations. More wins to you on that. But you know, now that you say that, it actually made you feel like a child. You know what would have actually been great? If you got on stage and you got on stage with Mimi and Mimi also had a costume, we would have known immediately who it is. So tell us about Mimi. Hey, tell us about that beautiful bond that you have with Mimi, because I think that's the one thing that really stands out for a lot of people as well. Just, you know, baking with the Rays.
Yeah.
How has that all been?
Yeah, I mean, we're very, very close as sisters. We do like everything together.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, when she saw me on stage at the Mars thing, she immediately knew it was me. She was so excited to be there. So
you didn't even tell anyone in the family?
No one knew.
That is insane.
I wasn't allowed to tell anybody. So yeah, it's just really awesome that she got to like experience that as well. And then yeah, we do have our show Dating with the Reds. It started on Instagram during lockdown because we were like so bored looking for something to do together, and then she was like, let's video it. So it was actually her idea to kind of put that part of our life out into the world. And yeah, now it's a whole TV show, and we get to work together, we get to have the best time together, and both of us love it.
Are we looking at a new season? Is that done and dusted, or what's the situation there?
Yes, we in pre-production for season 2 at the moment, but it's coming soon. It'll probably come early next year.
So what do you think, not even what do you think, actually, yeah, kind of like, what do you think is going to be different from the first season that we've already seen compared to the second season that you obviously filmed? Apart from the fact that Mimi is a little bit grown now, okay?
Yeah, she's growing up way too quickly. But I think in the new season, we really want to look at teaching kids where food comes from as well. So not just how to bake and how to incorporate food and healthy food into your diet, but also where does the food come from? Because I always say when you get kids invested in the whole process, they're more likely to eat the food, you know. So we really want to have more educational elements in the next season.
Now, I mean, moving on from the show itself, I don't know how you do it, but you just keep stacking on these W's.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just W's
it's
when
just
it comes
thing.
To...
She's a magnet.
Yeah, it's just her thing. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you must call her Holy Ray, a.k.a. W, please. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because, I mean, Pop Artist of the Year for the second time in a row at Basadi. Come on, man. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
How has that journey been for you to just be constantly, and I know that this is one thing that a lot of people don't realize, just the amount of work that goes into the craft, okay? But how is it when you, or how does it feel in that moment when you get celebrated, get recognized, and you finally can breathe and say, okay, all the work was definitely worth it?
I think the thing is that artists usually don't, well, I know for me, I don't do what I do for recognition or for awards or anything like that, you know. I do what I do because I love to make music. It's my heart, my soul, my passion. And I think that when you get awards, it is, it's recognition and it feels great, but it's never the reason why I do anything. I'm also one of those people that I'm always setting new goals. So as soon as I achieve something, there's already a new goal I've got my eyes on. Is already something I want to achieve. So I think that, yeah, awards are great, and it's amazing, especially with the Basadis, because it's women supporting women.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they're amazing, and it's great, but I always do everything because I love it, and that's the sole driving force behind everything that I do.
I'm speaking to Holly Ray. This is crazy!
I mean, now that we're on the subject of music, Holly Ray, are you under pressure? Are you under pressure to have another massive hit like Deeper,
like
especially
Deeper,
now that you're on the cusp of releasing your third EP?
I don't think I ever give in to that kind of pressure. I just make music that I feel sounds great, music that I think feels right, and it seems to always just kind of pay off. And that's, yeah, I think that that's really important, because once you get sucked into that pressure, it becomes really hard to create. So I try not to sort of get sucked into that pressure.
All right. I think that also kind of somewhat makes the creative process just a little bit easier. But what would you say is the sound? Because, you know, we are stuck on, I'm not going to lie, we Namibians, okay, well, maybe me. Okay, we are stuck on Deeper, we are stuck on Home, we are stuck on You. How is the sound going to be with the new music that you're releasing?
It's a little bit more of a matured Holly Ray. It's sort of, it's still house, it's still dance music, but with quite a big Afro-pick influence. And I think it crosses over a lot more. So I think people who really love house music, who love dance music, will really love this project as well.
Please tell me, the last time you were in Namibia, please tell me they took you to Kapana.
No, they didn't.
Who were those people?
Who were they?
Who were they?
Please, send us their number.
The last time I was in Namibia was for the
For the awards, right?
The last one was in the movie. It was for the Namas.
For the Namas, yeah. And we haven't
for the Namas.
Yeah, yeah, for the Namas. And we haven't had them in forever, girl. Yeah, conversation for another day. Yeah.
No, we will scold Tim personally for not taking you to Kapana. When are you coming back, dude?
Exactly.
We need to have you back.
We were far. Was it Swakopmund?
Swakopmund at the coast, in winter.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. No, but when is the next? Are you looking to coming back to Namibia, working on a show this side? Because, it needs to happen.
Yeah, Shekwan will be front row. Shekwan will be front row.
Yeah, I'd love to come back. I had so much fun.
I will show you around.
And we'll take you everywhere where we need to take you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Holly Ray, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And we wish you all the best with 3 a.m. And we'll be keeping an eye on the show and more W's.
Yeah. So 25.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely. And it's all love here. We support you. We still want you to get more W's, honestly. So more life and just more wins. Cheers to 25 to life. Cheers to Ngia Sifela. Cannot wait to hear it. We're really, really excited. But thank you so much for your time. Hey.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tuck into mouth-watering family moments at Spurs Steak Ranches. Celebrate every.